I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today. If you don't know about flyer deals on Instacart, this message is for you. Flyer deals are like strolling through your favorite store looking for deals. But you're scrolling your phone, and maybe you're in bed. Because getting delivery doesn't mean you have to miss deals like you'd get at the store. Like the one creamer that doesn't make your stomach hurt, or the pasta sauce you can't not buy when it's on sale. So download the Instacart app, shop flyers, and never miss a deal on one of your favorites. Plus, get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes.
What's Trending's presented by Baker University, where graduates earn higher salaries and land jobs faster than any other university in Kansas. Apply today at bakeru.edu. It is schedule release day in the NFL. We will find out the schedule officially at 6 o'clock. Although, as we have found out throughout the show today, and I'm sure it will continue throughout the entire day, including during the drive, we're finding out more and more about it as we go. The latest, the Chiefs are playing on Thanksgiving in Dallas against the Cowboys. That's on CBS at 3:30. Of course, the game also here on 96.5 The Fan. So here is what is confirmed slash reported from reputable outlets. There's some other rumors, but here you go. Week one, Chiefs at the Chargers, Friday night in Brazil on YouTube. Week two, Chiefs, Eagles, 3:25 on Fox. Week three, Chiefs at the Giants, Sunday night football. Week six, Chiefs hosting the Lions, Sunday night football. Week 13, that Chiefs-Dallas game on Thanksgiving. And what you already knew, week 17, Chiefs-Broncos, Christmas night right here in Kansas City. Those are the confirmed slash reputable reports that are out there. There is a rumor the Chiefs are playing at the Jags week five, but that is a complete rumor right now.
Haven't seen it from anyone else. Yeah. Bigger, not saying they can't get the right answer a different way, but certainly just not one we've seen yet. Next up on What's Trending, the Royals dropped to the Astros 2-1 last night in a walk-off winner. Ugh. Unfortunately for Houston, obviously the Royals only managed to score one run. Chris Bubich had 9 strikeouts. Valdez matched him on the other end, certainly for the Houston Astros. Michael Lorenzen will be on the bump tonight as they wrap up the series against the Astros. I believe they're off on Thursday.
And then the Cardinals come to town. Yeah, I think that is correct. We're going to talk to Vern about all of it here in about 25 minutes or so. Our Royals insider are going to join us here on Cody and Gold. NBA postseason continued last night. One series is done. The Pacers got it done. They win the series against the Cavs, one of the top seeds, right? 4-1, 114-105 win. The Pacers onto the Eastern Conference Finals. The Thunder have taken a 3-2 lead after a 112-105 win against the Nuggets yesterday. Tonight, Knicks Celtics, can New York wrap up the series? We all know Jason Tatum is done for the series. We also found out he had surgery yesterday to repair that ruptured Achilles tendon. So can the Celtics rally around Jason Tatum and get one at home tonight to force a game six? That's what's on the line. Also, the late game this evening, Minnesota trying to wrap up their series against Golden State. They're up 3-1.
I saw Steph Curry has been cleared for some light work. So for some reason, Golden State could stay alive tonight. He might be available for game six, but no guarantee yet on that end, unfortunately. That series changed the second Steph got hurt.
No doubt. No doubt. That is what's trending. Here on Cody and Gold, as I said, we'll talk some baseball with Vern directly here in 25 minutes. But we were noticing with the NFL schedule, and some of this is, of course, in relation to the Chiefs playing internationally, but some of the mileage and all that. But before we get to that, don't forget, it is a Wednesday, and our lunch partner on Wednesday is our friends over at Jefferson's, a new happy hour that is here to save you money. They got that going on 7 days a week. You can enjoy half off appetizers, half off your bar tab, whether it's Jefferson's Lenexa or Jefferson's North Kansas City. Not to mention on Mondays, well, it's all day happy hour, and they have the same great deals during the reverse happy hour, which is 7 days a week. Jefferson's, wings, burgers, oysters.
Great spot, as we always say. Yeah, go check them out. I to understand, maybe they got a new menu too. So
they did. I just saw that from our guy Nick.
You know, go check it out.
Brand new menu, ready to rock and roll for the summertime there at both Jefferson's locations. So we looked at the schedule for the NFL, and Adam Schefter put out some of the mileage. I think a lot of this truly is the international thing. And look, the Chiefs,
the Chiefs division,
they play in Vegas and LA. So that's some miles you're going to put on. But it is funny to see the bottom three teams in mileage this year based on the schedule. Cincinnati traveling the fewest miles, 8,700 roughly. Buffalo, 10,546. Baltimore, 10,647. The Chiefs, if you were wondering, towards the top 10 in the league in travel, 21,695 miles.
Those are the three teams with the least amount of travel. They're not in the same, two of them are in the same division, but not all three are in the same division. They're not playing the same schedule, and they just happen to be the teams who've been trying to take down the Chiefs for years in the AFC and unable to do so. I think sometimes, I'm not trying to overplay it and say that it's night and day. I do think sometimes we underplay some of the other things that do have an impact on the way that you play. The idea that one team, the Los Angeles Chargers, have to travel 37,000 miles on a plane this year.
Well, and the Rams have the second most. It's because they're in LA. You're on a coast.
Yeah. And the Cincinnati only, they're more central, but they're not like, you know, they're not like dead center like us.
But their division.
But the division's close. All the teams play pretty close in the division. Steelers, Ravens, Browns, all short flights, certainly from them. That they get to travel 30,000 miles less? It's kind of hard to say that that has no impact on your play, right?
Yeah.
None? Zero?
It depends on the timing of everything, too. You know, it depends on the timing of your schedule and the short weeks and everything that plays out. I mean, the Chiefs are right towards the top of the league. Denver actually travels a few more, 2,000 miles more than the Chiefs do, roughly. Washington travels just about what the Chiefs do. But the division is the big part of it, because think about the teams that travel the least, and you're going to be like, oh, these are all kind of in the same division or same group geographically. Cincy, Buffalo, Baltimore, you look at their divisional opponents, Detroit, in Chicago, both traveling about the same amount of miles. Makes sense. Green Bay's also there. Think about that. Minnesota, Green Bay, Detroit, Chicago. I mean, those are not far flights in division. Whereas you get to the Chiefs division, the AFC West or the NFC West, Seattle, of course, they're on a coast. They're going to have to make some long trips. That's Seattle, LA, both LA teams are always going to be towards the top of the league. Like, they just are. And then a team like Minnesota is much higher than their division counterparts because they are flying to London and Dublin. Now, they're staying over there. They don't have to make two trips. Otherwise, they'd be way in front of everybody.
Yeah, they shorten their flight time, I guess, by just at the very least staying in the country, or not in the country, but close enough to the country. So at least they're minimizing their flight details a little bit to go with it. It's hard to be conspiracy theorist right after we were just conspiracy theorists yesterday based on the NBA draft lottery. Man, it's kind of sketchy that those three teams travel the least.
Yeah.
Because those are not like, because part of it is gold. Part of it is like, how come they're like, and a lot of this, they don't have an international game, but like, how? Like, the Bills have been a preeminent NFL franchise for 5 straight years. I still think there's a draw there with Cincinnati with Joe Burrow and Ja'Marr Chase and the offense and all that other stuff. Ravens were in the AFC title game last year. Like, I mean, these are teams, they lost in the divisional round. Which team did the Chiefs? I can't remember the order. You know, there's so many AFC championship games. I just can't keep track of it for the Chiefs anymore. I can't remember which team they beat which year, and it's just too hard. I just know that they beat one of those two teams on their way to the Super Bowl like they do every year. It's just so hard to sort anymore. I think some of it's the division. They have the easiest travel division probably in, maybe not the league, but one of them. And the division they happen to be playing this year is close to home.
Correct. And then on the column of this graphic from Schefter, I mean, I think all 10, 12 teams or whatever it is on the top mileage, they all play international this year.
Yeah.
So there you go. You don't play international, it saves you quite a bit.
You're going to be in the middle of the road if you're not like, traveling somewhere or going somewhere outside of that. And then it all just kind of changed. I said they beat Buffalo last year. Thank you. Someone says, how can you be a conspiracy theory if the opponents are pre-selected years in advance?
They are.
I understand that. I'm just talking about travel, you know? Sometimes teams get the benefit of that. I don't know how to feel about how the Chiefs schedule is shaping up. I don't want to start doing the like, okay, here's how I feel about four games versus
we'll do
four
that tomorrow.
Until,
yeah. We'll do that tomorrow. I'm
I don't
sure.
want to start forming any opinions until we get there. The first 6 weeks look like they got a lot of primetime games for Kansas City in the first 6 weeks, I'll say. What do you think, by the way, just real quick, and then I want to ask you a question about my kids. But the primetime slate is out for week one.
Uh-huh.
We know it's Cowboys and Eagles for Thursday night. Chiefs Chargers for Friday night.
Right.
Ravens Bills Sunday night football.
Of course,
in
it
Buffalo.
Is. Think about that. That the two guys that won one MVP, won All Pro, and the controversy with that. Oh, that's a great
faced
Sunday night game.
Faced each other in the playoffs.
Great Sunday night game.
And then Vikings at Bears for Monday Night Football. Yeah, that Caleb feels like a pretty strong swing.
I'm surprised they didn't have Ben Johnson playing his old team week one. But yeah, that's pretty good right there. J.J. McCarthy versus Caleb Williams week one of the season. Sign me up for that.
Do the Vikings have more juice than I think?
Well, they
is
also
it the
won.
J.J. McCarthy, they won a lot of games.
They also won like 14 games last year. And, you know, Justin Jefferson is fun to watch. And then they have a quarterback who's basically a rookie. He sat out all last year in J.J. McCarthy. So there's intrigue there.
I'm just asking.
And you do it early in the year with the Vikings in that week one game, because if J.J. McCarthy stinks, then nobody's going to care about that game in week 10 versus week one. There's the hope. Is J.J. McCarthy going to put on a show and all of a sudden we're going to say, all right, here we go? Or is Caleb Williams going to bounce back after a rough rookie year? There's plenty.
I got to say, that's a near perfect primetime week one lineup. Ravens at Bills Sunday night football. That might be the best game on the slate. Because we don't know how good the Cowboys are. The Cowboys in previous years under Dak Prescott were like a 12-win team. They got like some random dude off the street to be their coach. I mean, they couldn't even get like a, you know, like, is Dak Prescott feeling healthy and good? Is he going to play good football now? Eagles are defense
Has George
champs?
Pickens thrown a helmet into the stands yet? All of it, man.
Has
we just don't know.
Has he walked out of a training camp? I just think there's a lot of, honestly, from matchup perspective, the Chargers-Chiefs might be the worst just based on the fact that the Chiefs have dominated their divisional opponents, but everybody wants to see Herbert and Mahomes. Although I can't tell whether or not does that quarterback matchup rank for you amongst the ones that you're excited to see?
Oh, it's way down the list now. It was much higher when there was a chance. Yeah. I mean,
it's below Burrow, Allen, Lamar.
It
Hurts.
Yes, it's below that now, of course, because they played in the Super Bowl so twice. So
it might be like 10th.
It's much lower. I mean, that's just the reality. Now, is it higher than like Bo Nix and Mahomes is lower than Herbert and Mahomes and my intrigue of watching that? I mean, that's just Bo Nix's ceiling is lower. It just is. I understand he had a nice rookie year, but in terms of fun to watch, Justin Herbert still has maybe the best arm in the league. It's insane.
I'm not saying it can't improve. I was just asking real quickly. All right. So I got a question not for my kids' school. My daughter's been starting MAP testing. So that's underway.
MAP. Okay.
Like, you know, the standardized testing has begun. They got their student showcase tonight. My kid was so excited, put his shoes on, his pajamas. He wants to show me the work he's doing. Good stuff, right?
All right.
School's been going great. But the problem I'm running into is more at home. And where I believe there need to be adult classes in order to assist me. Either a money-making idea or somebody I'd love to give money to.
Okay.
I want and need, I think, in order to stay engaged with my children all the time, I need a class I can attend that teaches me about the things that they are interested in on like a once a week basis. Here's the truth. I need a class on Minecraft. I need someone to teach me how to play Minecraft. And I just want to go to a class where somebody shows me how so I can help him make his, what was the one he was trying to give me? There's like a whole thing.
Do you need to learn how to just be well aware? Like, do you actually need to know how to make the stuff in the game? At some point, isn't it part of like, they got to just figure that out?
Maybe, here's what it is. He is figuring it out. He knows way more about the game than I do.
Sure.
But is a way to like connect with your kids. I took to heart one time, somebody had said, hey, if you want your kids to like you as your teenage years, you better pretend to at least be somewhat interested in the things they're interested in now. He is very interested in Minecraft. He's asking me how to like, he's like, do I know about netherite swords? I don't know how to make a netherite sword. I want to go to the community center. I want a 3-hour class that teaches me how to like pull up all the chat cheat codes or how to like build stuff so I can play Minecraft with my kid. And I don't have like 14 hours to study YouTube videos forever. I want one class. Can we make these available for any of the things your kids are interested in? Just a community center class. They offer them one day a week and it's on varying things that are popular. That's what I'm asking for.
Yeah. I don't know why. Yeah. I hear you. I don't know why you need to learn how to master the video game.
You don't think that's how it should
be? No. Part of it is like the kids got to figure it out. It's a video game. Like, if this was like hey, they need help with like their math homework and you're trying to figure out how to learn this a little bit more to help them. It's a video game. Like part of it, like, dude, the video game, figure it out. It's
sure,
a video game.
Sure. So someone's like, hey, why don't you just play the game with them? I have been trying, but here's the problem, right? I don't just let my kid play the video game for 8 consecutive hours on Minecraft that night. So like it's slowing him down. That's the truth. Mm. We're trying to play this game together. I'm slowing his ass down. I'm holding up this whole thing. So whatever video
what
time
does he say?
Game he's getting, he just tells me I need to learn it. That's part of it.
Well, have him teach you.
He said, he's like, are you going to work? So the other night he said, are you going to work on this after I go to bed? Like, are you going to bone up here? Like, he said it with such disdain. Like, can you study up a little bit? Things are falling behind.
Usually you're good about just going on YouTube and trying to learn stuff.
I know, but I feel like the amount of time, here's the thing. Minecraft in particular, maybe it's just this subject in particular, it appears to be endless in depth. Mm-hmm. So there's the stuff you can build, and then there's, so like you got to know like recipes, and then there's like the, then there's the whole other, this chat function that can like create other stuff. Like, it's deep. It's a very dense topic. I need one community class.
Someone on the text line says you guys should just figure it out together. Just go through it and figure it out together.
Someone says, use YouTube. That's how we taught our son stuff on Minecraft. Use ChatGPT to figure it out. Yeah. Maybe that is the best way to do it.
Hey, at least you're helping your son.
Someone says it'd be more fun if I figured it out together. They're saying we just stick
together.
Have
you played it, JT?
I've played Minecraft, but I don't play it like... Okay. But my parents never like taught us how to play video games. Me and my brother, we would just fight each other because we would play like Mario Bros., the world one where you would go...
Yeah.
Yeah, and we would play together and we would like... fist fight because he would die and I'd be like, you gotta play better. And he's like, well, I can't just catch on like you are. I'm like, just jump over the lava.
Now people are asking, did you take your kids to see the Minecraft movie?
I did. Yeah.
Did you guys throw popcorn in the air?
No, we didn't that do the thing. Chicken jockey thing.
Is that where chicken jockey comes from?
Yeah. That's okay. That whole thing.
Okay. You didn't know that?
No.
That's that.
Now you're getting too old, JT. You're outside the game, man.
I was just like, substitute, everyone's like, oh, I want to be a chicken jockey. And I'm like, huh? What?
Somebody's right. It's like, you can build, they said, Alex, do you realize how complex Minecraft is? You can build a fully functional computer. The problem
That's not is, my point. My point is just like, Cody like wants to play with his kid and like maybe just figure it out together.
Yeah. I just feel like, I feel bad because I feel like I'm slowing him down. I'm trying to take an accelerated course. And like, and some of this JT might be because the way I played video games as a kid. So like when I played video games as a kid, I wanted to know how to play the game. So like, for instance, I can remember printing out the fatality moves in Mortal Kombat on a dot matrix printer, man. I remember that thing coming up, and you'd be like, all right, left, left, down, right, A, B,
oh,
A,
yeah,
B,
I print out the cheat codes for GTA and stuff as a kid.
Yeah.
For sure, for sure.
But like now, I just feel like if I could take one 4-hour community college class.
It took this long, Cody, for the top text to come in. It took this long for the top text to come in.
Get your kids off video games and make them go outside. We do that too. We played baseball yesterday.
Or if you're in St. Louis, you'll get your neighbors pissed at you.
We don't just do the one thing.
Have you not heard about the St. Louis neighbor being pissed about the basketball goal?
Oh, about the basketball goal.
Yeah, yeah.
St. Louis has had a lot of pissed off neighbors, it turns out, in the last 10 years or so. Oh. But what about the basketball goal one?
The one where they sued their neighbor? Yeah, we did that.
Yeah, they might just get you. Just you want your kids outside, but your neighbor apparently just doesn't want that to happen.
Yeah, that
I have
story's
tried.
Crazy.
That Someone says
crazy.
Just play for 3 hours. Just commit an entire night of building stuff in YouTube, and I'll be fine. What did you like? What activities did you do with your? Did you do certain things with your dad? Did your dad play video games? That seems like
no.
My dad would play video games with us when we were little. Every once in a while, he might play like,
they would, like
Madden
they would
95.
Watch. Like they would watch, but they wouldn't actively play. You know, that makes sense.
Oh, like, yeah. You
know,
like you're like, hey, like, look at this thing I'm doing. Oh, yeah. Desmond does that all the time.
That sure. kind of stuff. But no. Like, and then like my nephews now, I mean, they have Nintendo Switch and stuff, and so they'll play. We actually played my nephews, I found out on Mother's Day, they had never played Monopoly before, but we played a sports card version of Monopoly because both my nephews are really, or two of the three. The third one's too young to understand it. But we played Monopoly, but it's sports card edition.
Cash over on Twitch. So my dad and I bonded over child labor. I mean, we did a lot of like, you know, those type of things. There's no doubt.
The kids these days refer to Cody as a bot.
A bot? Oh, man. Noob, maybe, right? I mean, certainly that.
So how many heroes does Cody trying to get to pay for his adult classes?
They don't even tell. I just want someone to offer this class. I'll pay them.
Oh,
money.
I'm sure somewhere online, but they're going to just show you a video. I'm sure they can. They probably can pay for a Minecraft class, but yeah, they're going to just show you videos. That's all it's going to be. They're not going to come to your house and teach you how to play your video game.
I just feel bad. It takes so long. Because, like, if it's something he's not quite sure, he's like, what was the thing? It was like a coding block or something.
Oh, there you go. So this is Book Fair. They have Minecraft crafting books you can buy your kid at the Book Fair.
Book Fair's right now at my kid's school.
Perfect. There you go. Go spend $25 on this freaking book.
Aren't you a professor? Why can't you ask one of your kids, hey, how do you
He's
do this?
He's teaching college. Not that they don't play Minecraft, but like...
I mean, yeah, I'm teaching like 22-year-olds or 20-year-olds. I don't know.
I feel like they still play Minecraft.
Grades are due next week, man. I got to finish up my grading.
Hey, extra
How's
credit.
How's that going, by the way?
Here's the extra credit.
Which part? The teaching or the grading?
The grading, and is there any student that has already taken issue with you?
So far, no one has been like, and I haven't looked at Rate My Teacher, if I'm even on there, Rate My Professor, whatever.
Oh, I got to look.
So I don't know.
I doubt it.
I don't know if I'm on there. I can't
People still use that? Like, is that still a thing?
I'd say there's a chance semester I got to hand out my first F.
First F? Yeah. Oh, no.
Yeah. Well, there's
that's
a chance.
Just because somebody didn't do anything.
It depends. Right? Yeah. Yeah.
University of Missouri,
if you turn in
Kansas,
the work in my class, you're not getting an F.
I don't know if is UMKC on this site? Oh, here we go.
Somebody said you should have had the kids teach about
Minecraft.
Find
a professor at University of Missouri. Okay, Cody, are you listed as Cody Tapp?
Yeah,
Bancroft.
I'm not listening. No, I kept the legal name for that.
I don't think you have a listing yet.
I only had like 30 students.
No, there's a different Cody that's teaching. There's not a Cody Tapp listed yet.
There's another Cody on.
If you're a
teaching?
Student of Cody's, please leave a review.
Can we get our first?
Don't see the professor you're looking for. Add a professor. Well, let me make this really convenient.
Are you going to add a professor?
I can at least add you.
Okay.
Name of school. Are you part of the communications school? What are you part of?
Communications.
Uh-huh.
Is there anything else you need to know?
No. Looks like name. Oh, name of school. Okay. Oh, wait. Are they wanting overall score for? Oh. Wrong thing. Department would be.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay, I'll work on that. We'll get you added so that way your students can find you in the future.
Hey, it's Textline says there's a Minecraft wiki apps you can download on your phone.
Okay, well, see, this is why I bring these things to the text line. This is why we have open conversations. Like, I'm the first person ever to try to connect with their kid based on video games, you know? Look, for a while, it was like when they were trying to teach me the Roblox games. And I just like, that's, at least with those, like, some of those are easy to figure out, right? They're just like jump over these things. Like, you know, those are all like really basic 2D, simple to figure out, easy to understand games. And I figured out Super Mario Odyssey with my kid. We played that together a lot because that plays essentially like a Mario game from my childhood. It plays like Mario 64 or any of the others.
Oh, perfect.
So like
You're
I've
added.
Gotten plenty of stuff in there.
Which, you're added.
What am I added on?
On ratemyprofessors.com. We've added your professor. However, the profile page is under review to ensure that it meets site guidelines. But, now people will be able to find you. Your students, they can leave you a review. Perfect. I need this for content, future content.
I don't think that's good for me.
Beautiful.
I don't think that's good for me, man.
I just want people to tell the truth. You know, maybe the grades will be good, Cody. They could be good. That mean they're going to be bad.
Yeah. You know what? Some people might actually like what I have to offer. Impossible to say, but you know, some of those things will go in there.
All right, coming up next, we'll talk some Royals baseball, including where things stand the rest of this week. How far away are we from maybe a roster decision on a player or two? Plus, what does Vern think of Pete Rose being eligible for the first time now for the Hall of Fame? That's coming up next right here on Cody and Gold.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is. With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today. Instacart is on a mission to have you not leave the couch this basketball season. Because between the pregame rituals and the postgame interviews, it can be difficult to find time for everything else. So let Instacart take care of your game day snacks or weekly restocks, and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Because we hear it's bad luck to be hungry on game day. So download the Instacart app today and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three orders. Service fees apply for three orders in 14 days. Excludes restaurants.
Optimize your nutrition this year with Factor, America's number one ready-to-eat meal service. Factor's fresh, never-frozen meals are dietitian-approved, ready to eat in just 2 minutes. Choose from 40 weekly options across 8 dietary preferences like Calorie Smart, Protein Plus, and Keto. Eat smarter at factormeals.com/listen50 and use code LISTEN50 for 50% off plus free shipping on your first box. factormeals.com/listen50. Code LISTEN50.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Make sure you head out to Jefferson's and check out our Wednesday lunch partner. Whether you're in North Kansas City or out by the Lenexa location, they got that brand new happy hour that's out there to save you some money. Don't forget, 7 days a week, enjoy half off appetizers, half off your bar tab at Jefferson's. And whether you're going out to watch the game, looking for a good place to meet up with family and friends, Jefferson's in Lenexa in North KC, the place to be. A restaurant that is proudly local. Jefferson's wings, burgers, oysters. We'll get to the random question of the day here in about 12 minutes or so, but let's talk some Royals baseball with our Royals insider Josh Verner, as the Royals are wrapping up a series against the Astros a little bit later on this evening before they come back home in a little I-70 series action as the Cardinals come into town. Vern, before we get into the Royals specifically, obviously yesterday afternoon, news that we were joking that people were talking about for 15, 20 plus years, one day would Pete Rose be eligible again, and here we are. Now he is eligible. Doesn't mean he's getting in. Where do you stand on, I guess, the decision yesterday to allow him to at least be up for vote for the first time?
Yeah, I thought the decision was smart of Rob Manfred to almost pass the buck on to the writers and the Veterans Committee. It makes sense. You know, so long as you remain permanently ineligible throughout your lifetime, there needs to be consequences for betting on baseball. So, yeah, maintain the permanently ineligible once you gamble on baseball. And, yeah, after you croak, if you were that good, we'll allow you to be up for baseball's Hall of Fame. So, yeah, I have no issue. It seems like a pretty obvious move, a pretty smart move by Rob Manfred. Now we'll see what the Veterans Committee does. I don't want Pete Rose in the Hall of Fame, but we'll see what they do. You know, the further we get from it, and, you know, I think it's reflected in a lot of areas in society now, the further we get away from it, the less stigma, the less impact, the less knowledge about what Pete Rose did, what steroids were like. You know, maybe we want to let them all in. Who knows?
I mean, if you're letting one in, I don't understand why the floodgates aren't open. Like, if you're the veteran committee and you're letting in Pete Rose,
that's pathetic.
Then what's the difference between letting in Barry Bonds? Like, no offense, one guy bet on baseball, the other guy cheated on it. We can't be sure the other guy didn't cheat by betting on it. So it's like, you know, like, my whole thing is like, if you're doing one,
well, I like the Hall of Fame. I'm not trying to let all these scumbags into it.
Yeah, but here's the, you know, the only issue is, and this is like
some
small,
are already in.
Yeah, there's already like Cap Anson.
Okay, that doesn't mean let them all in.
Can we get rid of some? Like, can we boot out the other trash can people? That's fair, Vern. You're like, hey, just because we elected some other awful people doesn't mean we have to keep going down that road. That's fair.
And again, to the people that have the argument of, oh, it's a museum, how can you tell the story without them being inducted? Easily. It's not, I mean, they already do it. It's not as if there's never been a piece of Barry Bonds memorabilia in the Hall of Fame. It's not as if you can't tell the story of the greatness that was Roger Clemens and the Maguire-Sosa chase and Pete Rose. You can still tell the story without honoring them. They made the decision. You know, it's not as if Pete Rose, who played more games than anybody, was, you know, Charlie Hustle. He knew the rules of the game, and he said, to hell with it. He disregarded the rules, just like Barry and Sosa and Maguire and Clemens and Manny and A-Rod. They all said, fine, I choose me. I choose money. I choose ego. I choose me over legacy. So they made that decision. They were paid handsomely. They had all of the attention. They had the spotlight. And they sacrificed being honored at Cooperstown. There has to be consequences, you know, to say, yeah, but they were Hall of Famers. I agree. That's what's so heartbreaking about their decision to say, to hell with my legacy. I want the money and the fame right now. I mean, it's a, you know, it's a great tragedy.
Yeah, look, I you're certainly not alone. I think there's plenty of people that agree with you, and I think a lot of the writers clearly agree with you. Do you think, let's fast forward, let's just say in the next 25 years, do you think Pete Rose gets in?
Yeah, and I think Bonds and Clemens will get in. I think A-Rod will get in. Because, and boy, do I sound like an old man, but I just don't think the new ball writers care or think that the steroid era was really that big of a deal or that gambling on sports is really that big of a deal. And I kind of understand where that comes from this new generation that's inundated with gambling every time they turn on the radio, every time they turn on the television. I can understand how they're somewhat desensitized to the plague that gambling can be to a professional organization, but that to me is a slippery slope where, okay, you can gamble and you'll be permanently ineligible or you'll get kicked out of the league, but if you put up good enough numbers while you're gambling, you can still backdoor your way into the Hall of Fame. Again, there needs to be consequences. There's nothing wrong with consequences. We have consequences in society.
Sure. I think you said it though a few minutes ago, like I always thought Pete Rose would never get in while he's alive, and that obviously ended up being the case. Most people said, all right, when he passes away, then they'll make him eligible again. And that's what happened. I mean, I guess the consequences, he did serve a lifetime ban. That still happened.
Yeah, sure. I just don't see the need to have a day to honor him.
Sure.
You can tell his story in the Hall of Fame. You can talk about how great he was, and he was. I mean, if you're drafting a team, he's going to be one of your first 20, 25 picks. Yeah, it's heartbreaking what happened to Pete Rose or the decisions that Pete Rose made. But, okay, yeah, he's passed. So that means now we need to honor, we need to have a moment to honor him in Cooperstown. I don't see why.
Vern, is there? Let's go.
Who's it pacifying? Who's it making happy? Is it for his kids? I don't get it.
Yeah, that's fair. I mean, it's not. Yeah, it doesn't benefit anybody except for the person who now is passed away. So
yeah, and Twitter.
Yeah,
you know, and social media, people that want to be outraged about something.
They do like being outraged. We hear a lot of that about the Royals because, despite the fact they are playing a lot of winning baseball right now, Vern, people are really worried about the offense. The question I have is, it's currently constituted is not like I don't think they can win with it. Is this offense without an addition capable of getting hot together for 2 or 3 weeks? Or because I saw that last year, or has that ship sailed a little bit? Where is the, like, you know, do you think there's a stretch of really good offense from the entire
offense?
Well,
why would you think they
wouldn't
be any different after the trade deadline?
I mean, I do think they'll be different after the trade deadline, almost assuredly.
Yeah, and if you look at what the offense has done since the calendar's flipped to May, it's one of the 10 best offenses in Major League Baseball.
Okay.
You know, Jonathan India's batting .306 this month with an OPS north of .800. Vinny's batting .321 in the month of May. Okay, Mikel's coming back down to earth over the past few days. Fine. Salvi's going through it, but that's Salvi. He's only getting older, and again, that's another reason why I just don't think there's any doubt that they're going to add a bat, ideally a middle-of-the-lineup bat, because how much longer can Salvi be asked to be that cleanup hitter every single night? You would like to take some of that burden off of him, and you know, maybe that puts more burden on Mikel Garcia in the second half of the season. But again, the Royals right now are on pace to win 92 games. If I would have told you at the beginning of the season, the Royals are on pace to win 92 games, 44 games into the season, would you say, ooh, but what about the offense? No,
right.
No. We all want a perfect team 44 games into the season. Not many teams have achieved perfection. And ideally, if you ask me, if there's one facet of the team that is slow, is maybe dragging the team down, I would choose the offense, because there's no way you can convince me that an offense could carry the rotation the way that this rotation has carried the offense. So if there's one facet of the team that's going to struggle early, I think we would all choose the offense, because offenses always go up and down. And again, you have a front office and an owner that have been very aggressive, that have addressed every single need each trade deadline. And there's no reason to believe they'll do anything differently coming up at the end of July.
You'd mentioned a middle of the order bat that obviously people are just going to assume Cags. I joked earlier, I'm in my Cags shirt from our road trip. I said, what if I just wore it every day until he got to AAA? Would I be waiting a while, Vern, or what do we think?
I hope I just put this same
shirt on, but maybe just like a week, or am I in for a month, you know?
He just came up to the dish in a big spot, two on, one out, grounded into a double play.
Well, that's going to cost him 3 more weeks, Vern. 3 more weeks.
He went two for five with a walk last night.
No, well, you judge him at bat by at bat.
That's right.
You know the rules. So right now he stays in double A. We'll see what he can do a little bit later on in this game going on in Tulsa. Yeah, I hope so. But even if Cags comes up and hits well, I still want another.
Sure, player. I'm with you.
You have the inventory of pitching down in the minor leagues. Shoot, you have the inventory of pitching up at the big league level. And again, you know, maybe not right now. Well, certainly not right now. But if interested, that conversation of Seth Lugo's opting out in about 4 months.
Mm-hmm.
Are you letting him walk out the door for nothing? Chris Bubich is a free agent at the end of next season. Are you signing him long term? Are you going to do a Brady Singer and flip him? Michael Lorenzen's pitching as well as any number five in the sport. He is going to leave in free agency at the end of this season. So there's three guys right now that are all pitching their tails off that JJ's got to be right about. And that's one of those instances where I'm not envious of his job.
We're talking to Josh Fernyar, Royals insider. Rich Hill, 45 years old, signs a minor league deal.
We
were shocked to see what's his nickname? Dick Mountain, I believe it is. Yeah, we looked up the backstory. You can find out for yourself. It's not inappropriate. Actually, it makes sense. But something would have to go terribly wrong for Rich Hill to make it to the big law to the big league, right? Like that's
crazy.
Yeah,
this seems like a favor.
Yeah, right? Like who's he friends with?
It seems like an Esky thing where, hey man, you're trying to do something.
He's already got his service time, right? I mean, he was.
But if he makes the Royals, he'll break the record for most teams played for. Let's, you know.
I think he matches Edwin Jackson for the major league record. And yeah, something's gone horribly wrong. you're playing a doubleheader and you throw this guy a bone. I don't know. Now maybe someone's banged up in that Omaha staff that I don't know about. But yeah, cool for him. I mean, can't believe he's still in shape at 45. He's a Michigan man, so God bless him. But, yeah, I don't want to see him pitch.
Vern, can we underestimate – you had mentioned the pitching staff, the way they're carrying. Can we undersell how good the pitching staff is in its entirety right now? Because the way I view it is like, yeah, 2015 had the world's greatest bullpen. It's not as good as that bullpen. I've seen other great pitching staffs from the starting end for the Royals back in the 70s and 80s and stuff. But, like, the combination of the two – in any of the time I've been covering the Royals, I haven't seen a combination of the two this good for the Royals.
Yeah, and even back in 14 and 15, the reason why that bullpen was allowed to be so good was because that rotation was eating up so many innings, right? Three guys went 200 frames back in 2014, and you know, Chris Bubich and Seth Lugo are each top 10 in innings pitched. Michael Wacha's getting better every time he takes the ball. Michael Lorenzen, like I mentioned, man, you guys were talking about it yesterday when I was listening, and you know, the coming into the season, of course the Royals rotation, of course I believe the rotation could be as good. I was expecting a slight regression, but of course they can be as good. I never thought they would be better,
right?
Let alone this much better, to where it's undeniable they're the best staff in Major League Baseball. They're so damn good. A kid comes up and takes a no-no into the eighth inning, seventh inning, and you go, hey, great job, man, but you know the route back to Omaha. You know, you knew you weren't staying here. No, you can't overstate what this team has done. Again, for the most part of the season, an offense that, well, they've scored 4 runs or fewer in 82% of their games, and they have the fourth-best record in the American League. I mean, that stuff is... It's eye-popping, but it's hard to fully enjoy when you understand the contractual side of it and the decisions that need to be made when it comes to this rotation. And when you understand there's still more than 70% of the season to go. So you're very happy with where they're at. you're just looking for signs from this offense that they don't need to continue at this pace moving forward.
Tomorrow's an off day, but the Royals have their big 1985-2015 gala. Then this weekend, there's going to be celebratory events throughout the weekend. I think bobbleheads on Saturday, et cetera. I don't want to ask you, like, what do you remember from 15, but what do you think this weekend is going to be like? I can't believe it's been 10 years since 2015 already.
Yeah, everyone knows it's going to be a packed house on Friday and Saturday, and, you know, hopefully you're getting north of 90,000 people turning out. Yeah, you know, if this was really any other year since 2015, this would be so, you know, all feel good, and we're all hugging and crying, and Fesco's crying, and everybody's crying. But now with this team, with the division title or bust mentality that I think this fan base has, I do think that the weekend can be soured if the team doesn't deliver, if they don't take 2 of 3 from St. Louis, man. I think it's the first time really since 2017 where you're showing up to the ballpark first and foremost to see the boys win. The bobblehead, the fireworks, everything else, the pregame celebration, everything else is somewhat not dramatically secondary, but somewhat secondary. And I think that's pretty cool to where, yeah, it's going to be a packed house, but if they don't deliver the wins, it's a lot like this past weekend against the Boston Red Sox. We had a good time, but we weren't necessarily smiling on our way out. It's just so nice that the baseball is at the forefront.
Josh Fernier, our Royals insider, is on Deck Show tonight as the Royals wrap up their series against the Astros right here on 96.5 The Fan. Appreciate it, man.
All right, thank you.
There you go, Josh Fernier. Good stuff from him, talking about the Hall of Fame, obviously, and then, of course, where things are at moving forward, perhaps, with some potential moves down the road. And, yeah, I think that this week he brought up an interesting point that, like, yes, it's going to be an awesome couple of days.
And people will still like it.
And people are like, and I'm excited. I know you might be going out this weekend. I'm going on Saturday. But ultimately, yeah, you're a team that is expected to do things this year. So the way you view any type of promotion and stuff is probably a little bit different. If anything, watching the 2015 celebration stuff is going to make you want it even more for this year's team to go on a run, to get back to the postseason, to win a division title, because we all know how great those memories were in 2015. If anything, hopefully it makes the clubhouse hungrier and all that. Everything.
Yeah, I mean, it's fun to see it, but he's right. I'm going out there to watch the Royals play baseball, which But Vernon and I talked about this before the season. You and I talked about it in the early part. I don't even think people realize how few times the Royals have gone to the playoffs in back-to-back years in my life.
Playoff appearances, period, in the last 30 years.
Yeah, back-to-back in Royals history is like 3 times. I mean, it's just like getting to the playoffs again. And I understand they got a lower bar than like going to a billion straight AFC championship games or 5 Super Bowls in the last 6 years. I understand it's not the same standard we hold the Chiefs to or other teams, but being in a division hunt, being in a playoff race, all those things definitely are on the radar, especially for a Royals team that I grew up loving and wishing was good. But yeah, I will always remember, as many will, fondly those years. But yeah, he's kind of right about the Bobby Wood Jr. and stuff.
Random question.
For you, Gold. For you, Drew. Or Drew. For you, JT.
JT's
over on the text line. Sorry,
Drew.
I caught it. I was a little late. For you, Gold. For you, JT. Over on the text line, 913-586-7965.
Let me call up Drew, get his answer to this real quick.
Yeah, yeah. See what he thinks. You can always hit us up on YouTube, Twitter, Twitch, Facebook. We live stream the show. Like to interact with you over there. Subscribe over on YouTube or Twitch. Pop up at the top of your feeds. All that good stuff. I did see Derrick Henry got a deal, too, so we can talk about that coming up in 10 minutes as well. The question I have for you today is a either or. Which one interests you more in the upcoming movie release category? There are two choices, and I want to know which one you are more interested in getting to. First movie is a movie from the Amazon Studios starring Nick Cage and Christian Bale, is Al Davis and John Madden. The
saw the
poster
photo today.
Art is kind of crazy.
Yeah.
So that's the first movie. It's like a biopic of the two and their relationship and the rise. And the second one is that after a 7-year hiatus from acting, it was announced that Daniel Day-Lewis will have a new movie coming out in October. So the question is, new Daniel Day-Lewis movie, first movie he's been in 8 years, seven years.
I don't know what that one's about, in fairness, so I can't really compare it too much.
Or the Or the Madden
between
one.
The two, I'll go with the Madden one because simply because and Daniel Day-Lewis is incredible. I just don't know. I don't even know what movie he's in. I'll go with the Madden one. I saw the photo. Nicolas Cage and Christian Bale. Nicolas Cage there as John Madden is an unbelievable photo. It just is. I'll be very interested in seeing that. Is that in June or is that in August? Is that coming up closer to football season?
Yeah, closer to
August,
football season.
August, probably late July.
The Daniel Day-Lewis one, it's directed by his son, Ronan Day-Lewis. So, that's probably why he came out of his retirement in order to do it. Very brief description says it will explores the complex relationships between fathers, sons, and brothers. I didn't see any other longer description of it at the
generic.
Moment.
Generic. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. Yeah. Right. I mean, he does a lot of period stuff, so I wouldn't be surprised.
Can a third option just be the new Mission Impossible movie? That's what I want to see this
month.
This summer.
One.
This summer. That's the summer blockbuster that I want to go see.
No,
the new Mission Impossible F1, right, or whatever it's called.
No, yeah, that. Oh, yeah, the F1 one. Do you know how the budget of that movie is like $300 million?
Oh, I'm sure it's insane.
How the hell are they gonna turn a profit on that thing?
Yeah, is Tom Cruise still doing his own stunts?
Yeah,
unbelievable.
Come on, man, till the end. So the new mission. Well, this is it, right? He wants to hand off the Mission Impossible franchise to a different actor.
That's what I hear.
So this is it. I missed the last. I'm not gonna lie. I missed the last one somehow. I've seen every Mission Impossible movie until the second to last one.
So admittedly,
I have not seen that one, and obviously I'll try to go see
that franchise has grown on me. I've always been more of a Bond person. The Bond movies are still top for me.
Sure.
But the last three Mission Impossible, they've been phenomenal. So I'm all in on Mission Impossible. I did not used to feel that way. If I had a pick, I still would pick Bond movies, but that's more of a nostalgic thing for me.
Okay. That's just more of it always hit a different spot. Yep. So it still would.
What about you, JT?
I think it'd be the Daniel Day-Lewis one. He's awesome in everything. I don't even need to know anything about the movie. Like how Daniel Day-Lewis is in it. It's probably going to be pretty good.
Yeah, this is easy for me because I don't know Daniel Day-Lewis or whatever, so I'm going to go with the Madden movie.
All right. Fair enough.
I'm intrigued to see it. I saw the photo shot, and it looks great. I can't wait, but like you said, I can't wait for Mission Impossible either, so.
Cash over on Twitch says, give me Madden. Don't know. Didn't need a sequel for Lincoln anyway, so he's already gone down that road. I will say, just like movies like Cocaine Bear or whatever, seeing that poster.
We still haven't talked about the bear on this show. We got to talk about the black bear in the Kansas City area.
Just floating around the Kansas City area.
Yeah. Anybody see the black bear today?
The poster of Nick Cage and Bale is enough to be like, okay, oddity enough, I'm kind of interested.
Uh-huh.
You got me drug in a little bit just based on intrigue. Mm-hmm. I will say more than anything else. People are like, why can't I have a third option? Someone says, what about the new Superman movie? I think the full length trailer came out, and JJ,
this summer's got some. I mean, look,
it's done by Gunn, right? All the guy did the Guardians of the Galaxy stuff, which I really
we're
liked.
We're far enough removed from COVID and the slowdown in movie production. We're now we're starting to get in a good roll of consistent big time summer movies again.
Mission Impossible,
for a while it slowed
Superman,
down.
We got some good ones
for a while
up.
It slowed down because it takes years sometimes to make these things. So.
That's why I didn't want to ask any movie you wanted to see this summer. I wanted to narrow it down to a little bit less known. You don't know how this Al Davis movie is going to be between two actors who have been very good in other things and have also done a couple of duds over the years. And then Daniel Day-Lewis, which is largely considered maybe one of the better
American
actors.
That's not
October.
That's not this summer, though. That's not even this summer.
Yeah, that's why I just said between the two movies. Yeah, the summer movies, it's Mission Impossible or Superman or...
there's a third
the
one.
The F1 you just mentioned.
Yeah, F1, yeah.
And the new Marvel one's gotten a lot of really good reviews. I haven't seen it yet. You guys see it yet?
I haven't seen the last two Marvel movies.
Dude, they were on an unbelievable cold streak. I had to start tuning out.
I'm like, I haven't seen the last two.
Stink. The Thunderbolts one has gotten good reviews.
Yeah.
I don't know if it's any good. I haven't seen it, but.
I'm ready for another Bond movie. Thank you very much. Ready.
We don't even know who the next Bond
is. I know. We're still waiting. There's been rumors for a long time about who that's. I think Daniel Craig was terrific, but I know it's time for him to pass the torch.
That's how it works, man. That's the crazy thing about the Mission Impossible stuff is no one else has ever been either been Ethan Hunt or been the new super agent with a different name,
that's right.
But who does the same crazy stuff, you know?
Yeah, I wonder who will take over that.
I don't know.
That's the random question of the day. Up next, though, let's get you an update on what's happening in the NFL. You mentioned it. Derrick Henry gets a new deal. He's making history with that deal. We'll explain what that is, and we'll talk about a early Royals trade target that I have no interest in. Next.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.